This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima. And all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip.com. Your master of ceremonies this evening is W4RFJ. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I'm merely opening it up this evening. My name is Kathleen, and I'm located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, with the temperature currently of about 73 degrees. So it's a high of 81 today, and we have a low of 63 tonight. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please come aboard. All right, no emergency traffic. That's always a great thing. How about anyone besides SCARS, of course, celebrating a birthday this week, last week, or maybe even tonight that'd like to come aboard so we could say happy, happy birthday? All right, hearing no birthday stations. I like to say that means we're not getting any older. Now, this is the monthly Thursday informational net open forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. But I do want to advise all stations connected that the net might be recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast, so all those stations participating will be a part of that recording. Once again, our program this evening is about the 12th year anniversary of SCARS. So with that, I believe I'll turn it over to you, W4RFJ, who is going to open the program this evening. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Mr. Roger, it's all yours.
K6SUN and the SCARS Thursday Information Net. This is W4RFK. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the SCARS VoIP TIN special. Tonight we look at SCARS having reached its 12th anniversary, and in doing so, looking at things such as how it began, why it began, where it has been over the last 12 years, and now starting into a new decade, what its visions of the future may hold in store. I personally am proud to be a SCARS participating member. Having joined the membership at the start, I've not only had a lot of fun, I've also learned a lot. For an example, how fine a frog's hair can be, and one that I'm sure everybody has learned from, the five-finger rule when it comes to discussing anything with women. And that five-finger rule is never discuss a woman's hair, age, weight, cooking, or driving. It would only be fitting to open this evening by asking our net manager to address us all. After all, she is the one who keeps the captain on the straight and narrow. And further, when she says hello, she brightens the world with sunshine and grace. So, Kathy, I'm going to pass it back over to you. K6SUN from W4RFJ and the SCARS TIN.
Well, thank you, Roger, and hello to everyone assembled tonight. First, I would like to mention, since Roger did not mention anything, he has not only been with us since the beginning, but he has been a SCARS Board of Director for many years. It has been a pleasure working with him. I am also proud of SCARS, its memberships, its outstanding staff, and a Board of Directors second to none. The NCS staff is the best in the world, The board is staffed with free-thinking and innovative people, and the website stands out in the crowd. Let me pause a moment. With all of this said, I have learned a lot about the hobby, a lot about the technology involved, and a lot about our wonderful membership as to their likes and dislikes, their trust for life, and their family members that keep them ticking. So I thank all of you, and especially my husband, KY6B, who was not only the founder of SCARS VOIP, but the inspiration and motivator who threw me into the middle of all this and said, you can do it. Run with it. And I have been very, very proud as of February the 2nd this year to be the net manager for 8 years. So back to you, Roger, and thank you so very much for running this tonight.
K6SUN, this is W4RFK. Well, Kathy, that was special. Guys and gals, that is why we call her Miss Sunshine. As an aside, I know for a fact that the front license plate on her new car reads, "Here comes a sunshine," and that is a fact. Let me grab a nickel. Okay, let's move the program on. I would like to call on our founder, KY6V, to make some comments. Gordon, can you tell us how and why this got started and what was needed to make it a leading platform in our hobby? KY6V, this is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net.
Well, sir, thank you, Roger. Miss Sunshine, I'm waving at you from the other side of the family room here. And ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Gordon, KY6V here, and I'd like to start by providing a short explanation to Roger's question as to how South Cars VOIP got started, the whys and the wherefores for its creation, some of the growing pains we went through, and where we are today and where we think we will be in a year from now. So in the beginning, you know, you've heard this saying before, in the beginning nothing happened. And this was due to the fact that we had not kicked off yet. In early on, I got together with some close friends and I said, I'd like to start a digital division for South Cars. We talked and they agreed and said, let's go for it. Now, I'm speaking specifically of Ron Halderman, that's WA4HWN, and Bill Morris, WD5KEE, both longtime hams, Ron highly qualified in the digital realm, and Bill a fellow electrical engineer. So, on October the 27th, 2007, I sent a request to be authorized by our then HF net manager, John Bostic, WB4GOV, for the new division, and the answer came back was positive and approved. So November of 2007 found us building a new digital website. December of 2000 found us doing some highfalutin PR work. And on January 5th, 2008, we ran the first SCARS VOIP net. Now, the first net was scheduled for only 1 hour. However, we had 102 check-ins, and the net ran for 3 hours and 35 minutes. So if I can say so myself, that was just a great beginning. Let me buy a nickel here. It goes without saying here that the success that we've enjoyed over the 12-year period is directly due to our membership. On January 5th, 2020, our VOI membership stood at 3,030 individuals with a total HF and VOIP membership equaling 16,160. Now remember here that the HF has been around for 55 years and that's compared to our 12 years. So we're giving them a run for our money on the number of members that we pick up on a monthly basis, I will tell you. We have an energetic and dedicated behind-the-scenes support staff. We have an administration staff, an NCS staff, a hospitality staff, a system control staff, a database staff, a website staff, and 9-member board of directors. The teams are all second to none, and all free thinkers and motivators. Let me buy one more nickel. And this is KY6V for South Cars. Before I turn it back to Roger, let me tell you a brief occurrence that happened early in the game that has been instrumental in our success ever since. As part of the initial PR effort, we sent out a mass mailing of a number of thousands of emails to people who were registered as Echolink stations. This mailing went to everyone from the Mississippi River east to the waters of the Atlantic, as far north as Canada, and as far south as Key West, Florida. Now here's the interesting part. One of these emails went to a station in Michigan whose name was Sam. And his call sign was K8SN, K8 Sierra November. And as it turned out, Sam sent us back a one-liner email saying, and I quote, "If you want to do this right, call me," end of quote. And he included his telephone number. So obviously I called Sam and he said to me that he had a commercial hosting database business that could supply us with a conference server capable of handling over 10,000 simultaneous connections. It had high-speed internet and he could do this for us at no charge. Oh boy. I said, "Sam, when can we get started?" And he came back and he said, "Give me a couple of days." And ladies and gentlemen, this is how we started and where we are today. So at this point in time, the server hosts entries from Echolink, IRLP, and Allstar. And soon, I might add, we'll be including DMR and DSTAR. So with that said, Rogers, thanks for the time, and back to you, Senor, from KY6V in Florida.
KY6V, this is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net, and thank you very much there, Captain. Well, wasn't that a great story? One for the history book. Got my tongue tied around my eye tooth, couldn't see what I was saying. One for the history books. It always interests me is how these guys got the steamroller moving and then made it faster and faster with a wider span with every turn. Let me grab a nickel. Okay, our next segment coming up, we will be hearing from some of our net control stations, the guys and gals who do the shaking and baking on a weekly basis. Before we do that, I would like to open the program for anyone out there that has a comment, questions, or just wants to say hello and tell us that they're out there listening. If anybody would like to join us here this evening, please call W4RFJ, suffix only, please.
Papa Golf Kilo.
Yankee Romeo Charlie.
Juliet Yankee Echo.
VK2DY.
VK3HJQ, short time, and I know you don't like short time.
LXD.
Lima, Charlie Bravo.
Okay, I missed somebody. Who was it that was yelling about short time?
That was me, VK3HJQ, in the smoke in Australia.
Okay, I think we got you there, John. All right, let everybody know who I have here so far. I've got Papa Golf Kilo, Yankee Romeo Charlie, Juliet Yankee Echo, Victor Kilo 3 Delta Yankee, Lima X-Ray Delta, Lima Charlie Bravo, oh no, and VK3HJQ. Let's go ahead and work this fine group of hams. P, Golf, K, Kilo. Papa Golf Kilo. Go ahead, fill your call, and good evening and welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information Net.
Good evening from Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo. Ken here in Prince George, British Columbia. Happy birthday to South Cars, and I give my hat off to the staff at South Cars. It's very informative, and I actually, the emails I get from Gord every once in a while are helpful because I never think about being 3 hours behind you folks. So, anyways, have a great day, and we'll be on the side listening. Happy birthday to you all.
Okay, Ken, fine business. Thanks for joining us. That was Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo in British Columbia. Next on the list is Yankee Romeo Charlie. Following Yankee Romeo Charlie is Juliet Yankee Echo. So Juliet Yankee Echo, if you'll please stand by. Yankee Romeo Charlie, good evening and welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information Net. Go ahead.
Oh, this is KI7YRC, John out here in Tacoma, Washington. Just wanted to jump in here and say hello to everybody, and thanks for having the net, and thanks for keeping everything running smoothly like you guys always do. So I'm going to get back to work and finish up before I go home, because I go home in 45 minutes. So have a good one, everybody. I'll be listening to KI7YRC.
Okay, KI7YRC, John. I think that was Tacoma, Washington. I'd have to unkey to find that. But anyway, John, thanks for joining us. We're glad you're there. And let's see, we'll break with you. Pick up Juliet Yankee Echo. Next after Juliet Yankee Echo is Victor Kilo 3 Delta Yankee. Please stand by. Juliet Yankee Echo, pick her up and fill her in, and welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information Net.
Thanks, Roger. Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Yankee Echo, J in Southern Ontario, Canada here. Usually I don't get on this net because of, other reasons and stuff, but anyway, because it's the 12th anniversary there, and happy anniversary to South Cars there. I've been a member here, Roger, about 8 months or so, just under a year, and thoroughly enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the nets, and I understand why now, because of the of what Gordon has said about everybody that, helps run the club. And, boy, I'll tell you, that is really, really cool. So I just wanted to get in there and say good evening to everyone. And thanks, Roger, for letting me in. And we're just going to sit back and listen and ride along. Thoroughly enjoy seeing. That's for sure. So, happy anniversary, South Cars, and good evening to you, Roger, and to everyone else on that. Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Yankee Echo, back to net control.
Okay, VA3JYE from W4RFJ. Well, thanks. Thanks for joining us this evening, Jay, and it certainly is certainly does brighten my millennium. Everybody, that was VA3JE. He's in Southern Ontario, and he sports a membership of 8 months, and we are certainly glad he is enjoying that membership. I want to add, Jay, that this organization fit a motto, Freeper. All right, we'll break with Jay. Next, VK3DYE. LXD is to follow. Please stand by, LXD. VK3DY, this is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net. Welcome aboard there, Robert. Go ahead.
So, good morning, Chief. This is Robert, Victor Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, Metropolitan Sydney. VK3 is Victoria, where John is. I'm up in New South Wales, that's VK2. But anyway, I wanted to wish South Cars a very, very happy break. I am so happy I found this group, and I'm glad that it's going strong, and I wish it another 12 years of success, and looking forward to seeing it in the future. Just as a side note, it is raining here, and we have gotten a substantial amount of rain, so that is helping with our bushfires, and so that's good news as well. Anyway, thank you again, VK2DY, back to next.
Okay. Well, thank you, Robert, for setting this old straight. I don't know how I got a 3 out of a 2, but I actually had 2 written down, so my deepest apologies there. And certainly have enjoyed working with you on the NCS arena. Thanks for joining us this evening, Robert. Everybody, that was Robert. He's down in Australia, in a different area than John. Was it New Kelly something Ridge? Well, anyway, I'm not going to try to remember that. Anyway, thanks again, Robert, for joining us. LXD's next, and following him is Lima Charlie Bravo. Lima Charlie Bravo, please, QRX. And Lima X-Ray Delta, go ahead and fill your call, and most of all, welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information Net.
Hello, Roger. It's been a while. This is Whiskey Alpha 3 Lima X-Ray Delta in Central Florida. And I'll make it short. I just want to congratulate South Cars on 12 years. And I, too, am looking forward to many more years of the participation in the great group of people here on this South Cars. So back to net control. Congrats.
Well, very good, Dave. Well, thanks for joining us here this evening. Dave's in North Central Florida. W3LXD, this is W4RFJ, and kind of missing our techno babble sessions there, Dave. Are you going to be joining us a little bit more often in the near future? Over.
Absolutely, we got some catching up to do, so I'll be looking for your call on all band. Back to net control.
Okay, Dave. Thanks a lot. I look forward to it. Yeah, we do got a lot of catching up. Okay, next on the list is Lima Charlie Bravo, to be followed by Victor Kilo 3, Hotel Juliet, Quebec. I think I got that right. I can't even know. Yeah, HJQ. Please stand by, Lima Charlie Bravo. Pick it up and fill her in. And, welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information Net, W4RFJ.
Oh, yeah. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo, happy birthday, you bunch of great people here on the digital side of SCARS there. Just wanted to jump in here this morning, this evening, just let you know I'm listening. I don't talk a whole bunch, but it doesn't mean I don't hear some things, but just wanted to jump in there and say a happy birthday to SCARS and what can I say, a 6. You come a long way, bud. Come a long way. I'm proud of you, my man, and the rest of you people that's active on SCARS. With that, we'll throw it back to you, Roger, there, and let you proceed there. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo.
All righty, KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo, George down there in Central Florida. And, George, it's great to hear your voice, and certainly I'm glad you joined us here. Last on the list that I have on this go-around is Victor Kilo 3, Hotel Juliet, Quebec. I believe that's John, down there in the smoke. Come on aboard, and welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information Net. How's things going, W4RFJ?
Yeah, W4RFJ and the group from B3HJQ. Well, I'd just like to wish everybody a fantastic 12th birthday, Gordon and Kathleen and you, Roger. You guys are looking good for 12 years old. Yeah, well, see, to make a VK3, you've got to add K1s, you've got to add somebody from VT, then you've got to add a VK2 from New South Wales to make a VK3 here in Victoria. And, yeah, Robert's a fair way from me. He's about 600 kilometres northeast of me, so I'm a long way away. But, yeah, smoke again this morning. It's absolutely terrible, but at least the high level's gone down to advice down from basically emergency evacuate, which is a good thing. I don't think this net's been on the ham conference before. I can't remember. So thanks to Robert for connecting us up and letting me in. And I know you guys don't like short time, but I'll hang around and listen on this just so I'm not a short time contact. Thanks, Chief. Back to you. W4RFA in the group from BK3HJQ.
Okay, John. Well, we certainly hope you get some of that rain that Robert was bragging about. And I've seen some of the stuff in the news and some of the shows that they've had on Sunday, this last Sunday, of some of the issues that you guys are dealing with the animal population. And my heart goes out to you guys. Certainly hope the rain starts falling and you guys get some relief from all that fire stuff going on down there. All right, well, let me break with John. And let's see, we are going to be asking for more people to check in, but I'd like to get started off on the NCS segment by simply saying I've had the fun of being an NCS over time for just about every net we deliver. My main contribution has been to the AM Connection net, and I would like to say to everyone, this is an experience I would enjoy, or you would enjoy, I'm sorry, I'm brain dead, you would enjoy and never forget. With that said, I'm going to call on the following NCSs in the order shown. I have KB9EWG, Gulf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima, November Ocean 7 Ocean, and last on the list is Mike Whiskey 6 Sierra Zulu Lima, whose comments I'll be reading due to the fact that it's past his bedtime and he has school tomorrow. So, going to the top of the list, Kilo Bravo 9 Echo Whiskey Golf. What would you like to say, and how long have you been with a SCARS member, and how long have you been an NCS, and whatever else you can find that might be enjoyable for us to listen to? Dave, pick her up and pass her back to me. KB9EWG, this is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net.
Well, aye, Chief, and thank you so much to you. Good evening to you, and there again, South Cars. KB9EWG Echo 2289 in La Crosse, Wisconsin. It's currently 2 degrees and clear skies here, but yeah, I just wanted to mention, you know, I first became a member of South Cars on June 6th of 2015, and that was through a good friend of mine who got me involved with Cars. His South Cars number was 9569. His call was KC2THO, and his name was Tom. I got to know Tom on other nets there. I was fairly active on the other on these other nets, and was a member of South Cars since then, but it wasn't really fully active. But as I became less active with these other nets, I started becoming more active on South Cars here, and, well, saw the ads on the website looking for volunteers, so I spoke up and told them I'd love to pick up as net control, and it's been on doing it since, and I've really thoroughly enjoyed being a net control here on South Cars, along with my canine companion, Mr. Cole, Echo 2289.5 for Mr. Cole. But I just got to say, it's been an honor and a pleasure being in control with South Cars. Back to you there, Chief, W4RJ and KB9EWG.
Outstanding, Dave. Well, I can tell you from personal experience, it's been an absolute pleasure having you as part of the team. Let's see, we'll break with Dave and obviously his Admiral Cole. And we'll pick up Gulf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima. NO7, stand by, you're next. GW8SZL, good evening, and what do you have that you might want to share with that? And I must say, before you even tee up your radio, You have, in my mind's eye, been a very positive influence on techno-babble sessions that happen on this conference. Dave, GW8SNL, pick her up. This W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net.
Yeah, good evening, Chief, and this is Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima. I'm just in the city of Newport in South Wales, which is about 12 miles northeast of the capital of Cardiff here in the UK. And it's just gone 12:30 here. And the weather is 48 degrees Fahrenheit, 9 degrees Celsius. Well, what a time we've had. Well, I first joined SCAS on December the 15th in 2018, so I'm one of the babies of the South Cars family. And, my first net control duty was a bit nervous, to put it mildly, as I hadn't done one for about 25 years, and that was on HF on 40 meters. But I was made really welcome to the South Cars family. And as I said, it was a bit scary. But I'm really looking forward to the next 12 years and can't imagine where we'll be then with technology progressing the way it is. And I'm very proud to be a SCAS staff member, but only for just over a year. So we're really, really looking forward to the future there. So I would just like to say a happy 12th birthday to South Cars. And one of my favorite characters in Star Trek says, live long and prosper. To you, Chief. W4RFJ, GW8SNL.
Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Just for edification, do you mind sharing with the net your location? Over.
Yeah, from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. That's what I did. I'm located in Newport, South Wales in the United Kingdom, at 12 miles northeast of the capital city of Cardiff. And we are located in the UK, so we've gone into Friday morning here, and I know it's evening there with you. So we're coming from the future, from the South Cars future there, Chief. Back to you from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima.
Well, you know, Dave, that just put fuel to the fire of what I've been telling everybody, that you can time travel in amateur radio, but we won't get into that. Thanks, Dave, and again, really do appreciate you joining us here this evening. We have next November Oscar 7 Oscar, the Sheriff of Nottingham. Sheriff, this is W4RFJ. Welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information Net, celebrating the South Cars VOIE 12th birthday. Go ahead, George.
W4FJ and the the TIN, and of course Gordon's birthday as well. Yeah, I am here. This is George N070 from Nottingham Forest, where all the critters are. And thank you for the invitation to be here, Chief and Gordon. Now I should let everyone know here, I'm going to take a few minutes here, so get comfortable. And in case you need to refill your teacup, or in Chief's case, the coffee tanker truck, feel free to do this. You'll have time. All right. What I like most about South Cars VOIP is the common friendships that are so easily developed because we spend time listening to one another and enjoying each other's company. Now, while there are sometimes some exceptions, I do find that almost all of what I hear are people sharing valuable glimpses of their adventures and personal achievements. I just like hearing more detail about our members' interests and pursuits. I started out in this radio hobby as a diversion to my academic preparation for the TV, radio, broadcasting, and film industry. And like most novice operators, I was happy then to exchange call signs and signal reports. Now, while I still enjoy a good field day or contest on occasion, I did kind of lose interest in amateur radio a few decades ago with just short contest exchanges, and found myself looking for more out of the hobby. Let me reset. So fast forwarding a few years, and after a job relocation was completed, my enjoyment of this hobby was rekindled. handled after coming across a South Cars VoIP while playing with Echolink and learning how to use it. As I continued to check into the South Cars net, I began to feel as if I had found a home where I could rekindle my enjoyment of this radio habit. Now, still, I needed a little convincing before sharing my birthday to register with South Cars. I had a little trouble with getting around that birthday thing. But I wanted to get to know the South Cars VoIP organization. So I found myself coming back for the fun of more net meetings like this TIN tonight. Resetting. Fellow South Cars members and visitors guests, I want to add that when asked to participate in this birthday party tonight, I was asked to provide a timeline of my involvement with South Cars. I'm happy to do this because it will show how much this South Cars of VoIP birthday celebration means to me as one of the newer members, and also in the hope that it will encourage some of you to become involved, more involved, of course, as NCS supports that in whatever way you can. Now, after checking in a few times to South Cars VoIP in the summer of 2015, I finally got over the birthday thing and joined on September 5th, 2015, was assigned the member number of Echo 2304, and began contributing research for TIN scripts along with serving as an NCS and RagChu substitute host resources for RagChu for Fred K2HA. Hello, Fred. Fred's RagChu is on Saturday and Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Please come by there. Let me reset. The other advantage of South Cars VoIP membership, you just heard him, W4FJ, and also K6SUN, NKY6Z, and others. The help provided by South Cars VoIP members, and Gordon, Kathy, and Chief, among others, all helped rekindle my love of our mutual hobby that brings us here tonight for this birthday celebration. Now, in February of 2016, after filling a needed NCS substituted slot, a much-appreciated invitation came from Gordon and Kathy and everyone to become a net control station, or NCS, in the regular South Cars rotation. That invitation was extended, and I quickly and gratefully accepted. Resetting. Now, in October of 2016, I was then asked to join the board of directors of Cars VoIP, putting me in a good company, including people like Chief, and of course, I quickly accepted the invitation by working hard and actively participating in special projects and applying my training in business and research to help with South Cars VoIP and making use of a great deal of Gordon, Kathy's, and Chief's time and guidance. There's been ample opportunity to contribute research for management level reports, TIN topics and scripts, and as an NCS in regular rotation. So that is my South Cars VoIP timeline. Now, I have another comment or two to make, and then I'll turn it back to Chief. I do want to make an additional comment about the approachable nature of our South Cars VoIP members and our founders and leaders, and especially with the leadership examples shown by Kathy and Gordon and our entire board of directors. Now, while preparing for this TIN, and knowing that South Cars and Gordon share a birthday in the same month of January, I decided to go back and listen to some earlier South Cars birthday January TINs from previous years. And I found out what I was looking for, a perfect example of how shared radio experiences have contributed to South Cars as an enjoyable aspect of this hobby. On an earlier TIN about a decade ago, Gordon, KY6V, shared with the South Cars TIN a delightful tale, and this shows the approachability of our leadership and our members very well. Gordon shared this tale about how his broadcast engineer father caused a little bit of excitement at a broadcast network facility in California. Gordon's willingness to share that story about 8 years ago or so, as well as tonight, shows the approachable nature of our South Cars group. Let's listen, shall we, as Gordon shared something, a little tale about his father, and I will then return with a concluding comment for my portion of the TIN. So all stations, stand by to copy an audio excerpt of an earlier South Cars TIN celebration. It will take me a moment to rekey and put this on the circuit. Stand by just a moment, please. This is NO70 on South Cars TIN.
Thanks, Mike. KY6A here. Going back to your story of the alley and turning the car around, reminds me of a very similar problem, or situation, I should say, that my father pulled. You know, I've had the pleasure of meeting your father, and he was a jokester, too. He was chief engineer for KCBS out there in San Francisco, and the studios were located in the third floor of a popular hotel in downtown San Francisco, and they had this alley behind it where the engineers and what have you would park their cars. One of the engineers purchased a brand spanking new, polished, good-looking Volkswagen Beetle, and he had it parked down in this alley. And the other guys, including spearheaded by my father, decided they were going to do the same thing that you did, Mike. They got down there in force, picked this Volkswagen up, got it into the hotel, into the freight elevator, took it up to the third floor where the CBS studio was located, put it in the main corridor, swiveled it around so the bumper was facing one wall and the front bumper and the back bumper was facing the other wall, and walked away. I don't remember the story, Mike, on how this guy got his car back down on the street.
Now, that was Gordon talking to his friend Mike some time back and relaying that story. This is NO70. So doesn't that audio excerpt from Gordon's earlier TIN about maybe 8 years ago just show how much fun we have with each other? The enjoyment that we have on the South Cars VIP. I am very grateful for the opportunities that South Cars VIP has offered me to help with its mission of providing an enjoyable platform to share our hobby, and want to remind each of you here that have joined us for the birthday celebration tonight and Gordon's birthday that you too, as a South Cars VIP member or guest and licensed radio operator, may also know the gratification that comes from being part of a great organization and a volunteer track that any member may pursue to work with Kathy Gordon and the longtime board of directors, members, and senior staff. In short, there is an opportunity for you to get to know our fellow members and enjoy each other even more. All you need to do is join us for our NETs and TINs, and of course, volunteer with any special talents that you possess that are needed in the current South Cars mission. Kathy, Ms. Sunshine, and Gordon will be able to schedule a time for you to talk directly with them on Echo Link. And with that, I want to say happy 12th birthday, South Cars VIP, and to all those like Chief and George, KW4LCB, and all the others mentioned here, happy birthday, South Cars. All of you have that provided the opportunity for us to be a part of this organization. And Gordon, happy birthday to you too in this January of 2020. Thank you all of you for listening. 73 to each one of you as our South Cars members, visitors, and guests. Thank you for taking the time to listen to what I had to say tonight, and I look forward to hearing you more in our future nets and our time together. 73, this is George, NO70. W4FJ, thank you for the time, sir. And back to you, W4FJ, NO70.
Okay. Let's see. I went out and got me a double beef whopper with cheese, no pickle, heavy onion, and I still had time to go get some ice cream, but I was told we had ice cream, so I couldn't go do that. But anyway, George, thanks for being there, shipmate. Enjoy your antics and your love for fun. And let's see here. I have one last net control. Now, before I do this, Mike Whiskey 6 Sierra Zulu Lima took the time to write a script or his input as network, as a net control station. And but I would like, I did notice that Fred, K2HA, was there. Fred, do you think you might have anything that you'd like to share with the time you've been with SCARS, your net control duties, et cetera, et cetera? K2HA, I know I'm kind of calling you without any advance notice, but I was hoping you'd join us with some insight there, celebrating the 12th birthday of, or the 12th anniversary of South Cars. K2HA, this is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net.
Well, thank you very much, Chief. This is K2HA, and we just got back this morning from our trip to Israel. Flew in very early into Newark, and we took the train down here to Philly. Well, the you know, I was playing around one day in my condo in here in Philly area, and because I had a house in Florida also. And I was listening a lot, and I heard this lady's voice from Kathy from Port St. Lucie, and I'm scratching my head because I'm just listening over 70 centimeters on a handheld while I was in the condo, and saying, "Gee, this radio is really working good." Well, come to find out, there's a repeater in Newtown Square. And I was listening, so I got on and I asked about it, and they explained, and so I joined up. I, of course, got an invitation, and then started listening to the different nets. Let me reset here. Well, I was listening, this is K2HA, I was listening to the ride chew, and I noticed that somebody would come on at 7 o'clock and say, "Is anybody there? This is, you know," they gave their call letters. And then nobody answered, and then they disappear. And then about 2 minutes later, somebody else would come on and say, "Is anybody there?" And it just kept on going like that, and it's all of a sudden dawned on me that, you know, if we strung those people together, then we might have something cooking here. So I just jumped in there and started connecting people and going around, and we did that for a while, you know, one net after the other. Just volunteered to do it. And then I got an email from Gordon saying that I was now the net control for the ride chew on Saturday and Sunday nights, and I've been doing it ever since. And it's been about 5 years. 5 years. And of course, I've had some wonderful help in that. You know, George is one of them, and David up there in La Crosse, Wisconsin, has been another, among others. And Michael last weekend while I was in Israel. So I thank everybody for their help, and let me reset one more time. K2HA here with the TIN on SCARS celebrating the 12th anniversary. That's a wonderful number. We just got back from the 12 tribes over there in Israel and all that history. So here we got 12 years to celebrate, and I find that the ride chew is just a whole wonderful group of guys and gals that come together, some regularly, some drop in and out, and then they come back. And we're developing a fellowship. We learn about each other. We care about each other. And it's just turned out to be a wonderful experience. And we look forward to doing more. And you come this weekend, Saturday and Sunday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Love to hear from you. This is Fred, K2HA. Back to you, Chief.
K2HA, this is W4RFJ and the South Cars VOIP Thursday Information Net. And, I can definitely, verify. That's it. I haven't been on all your rag chew nets, but I've been, those that I've been in, I've had a lot of fun with. Okay, well, we'll break with Fred. I'm tickled pink that you were here, and I'm glad that I was able to get you in with the NCSs. But now I have to read one of our newest NCSs, probably right there along with Petrified Dave over in the UK, is Declan, MW6SZL, and I'm going to read this as closely to how it's written here so that I can try to convey the intelligence of this little man. Let me grab a nickel. This is W4RFJ reading for Mike Whiskey 6 Zulu Lima. Mainly due to the fact that this net happens after bedtime. So he's sound asleep in bed getting ready for school tomorrow. And I am Declan, Mike Whiskey 6 Sierra Zulu Lima, and I would like to thank Robert, VK2DY, for introducing me to South Cars. By letting me take over his Saturday AM connection net that once, then I got offered a full-time role as an NCS and accepted it. I am gladly a South Cars NCS and have been ever since. I have also been a part of South Cars for around the same amount of time. I was licensed at the age of 9, and now I am 11, nearly 12, and still really enjoying ham radio. I most enjoy the long list of calls who check into my nets, and I recommend that all of you give it a go. Be ready with a log to keep track of your check-ins, though. I would like to thoroughly wish the SCARS server a happy 12th anniversary, birthday, or whatever you want to call it. I would also like to thank Chief W4RFJ for reading this on my behalf. Long live South Cars, or SCARS. Declan, Mike Whiskey 6, Sierra Zulu Lima. And I'd like to pass it back up to Gulf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima. Dave, did I read that appropriately enough? I hope I didn't miss anything out. Just want to make sure that you've got the opportunity to cap on your son's comments. GW8SZL, this is W4 with the South Cars VOIP Thursday Information Net.
Yeah, from Gulf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima. Yeah, that's exactly as he wrote it. It's all his own work. And in fact, he's been a SCARS NCS longer than I have. Yeah, he said, why don't you offer your services? It can only say no. And he kept on mentioning it all the time. So I thought, okay, even though it had been 25 years since the last time I was net control, it was a bit nervous. Doing the first one, but it all come back to me even after the 25 years break. But I say that was on 40 meters on HF, that was, so a long time ago. But really, really enjoying it. Deck is absolutely loving it, as you can probably gather from what he wrote. And as I said, he had no help at all in writing that. And he also said, which he wasn't written down there, that if it wasn't for Robert, he would never have actually been introduced to South Cars. and that would have been a shame. That was his words exactly. So it all goes down to Robert out there, VK2DY, and thank you very much for myself as well, Robert. So back to that control, W4RFJ, and thanks for reading that on Declan's behalf. GW8SZL.
GW8SZL with the South Cars VOIP Thursday Information Net. It was definitely my honor to be able to have the opportunity to read that for Mini Chief. Let's see. I think it's about time we open the net for further check-ins, questions, or comments. So if you anybody who wants to join in, if possible, please use a suffix. It makes it easier for me to keep up with writing everything down. And this is W4RFJ with the South Cars VOIP Thursday Information Net. Please come now, suffix only, if possible.
November Delta Juliet.
Wow. November Delta Juliet recognized. Are there any others that would like to make comments, questions, changes, deletions, modifications, five-finger rule issues? Please call W4RFJ, net control.
7-0.
Okay, the net recognizes 7-0, and we'll go back up to the top. November Delta Juliet, good evening, and welcome to the South Cars VOIP Thursday Information Net, celebrating the 12th anniversary of SCARS VOIP. Go ahead.
Good evening, W4RFJ. This is KD9, November Delta Juliet. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, East Central Illinois. I am very new to the SCARS organization. I joined a few months back, and I've really enjoyed listening in and participating in K2HA's Rag Chews, but this is my first Thursday Information Net. It's very enjoyable. It's a great bunch of people, and this is what ham radio is and should be about. So back to you, Net Control.
Kilo Delta 9, November Delta Juliet in East Central Illinois. Hi, Ken. Well, I don't think I've had the pleasure of meeting you before, but welcome aboard the South Cars family membership, and certainly do appreciate you coming in and making some comments. And there's actually all kinds of stuff going on. Most of the time, like I said earlier in the net, I've been mostly involved with the Saturday AM connection, and I actually this last Saturday had the opportunity of running the South Cars Saturday Intercontinental Net, which I kind of blew everybody away by using Zone's, what was it, ITU? Yeah, ITU Zone. Well, anyway, long story short of it is we all have fun, and everybody always has something of interest to share, whether it's sharing knowledge or sharing stories. Of course, you know, you missed out probably on the ant speed. Was it ants and lizards? Gordon, in his retired state, has spent many, many hours analyzing ants as they stroll across his back porch, commonly known as the captain's stateroom. And let's see. Ken, do you have anything else you want to share? If not, we'll move on to 7-0. Go ahead, Ken.
Thanks for inviting me back. I'm usually pretty loquacious with a lot to say, but in this august company, I'm going to send it right back to you, Net Control. This is KD9 and DJ.
Well, thanks, Ken. Thanks for being there, and thanks for joining us. All right, last on this list is 7-0. Go ahead, Sheriff. How's things going down in Nottingham?
Well, we're all celebrating a lot here with the South Cars. Now, everyone here, I want to let you know that Chief W4FJ is an excellent Elmer and tutor. You'll see a testament to that fact on the South Cars website. So I've learned that it's always good to ask him a question. However, Ken's statement and Chief's response about the ants opens up an opportunity. So standby one for traffic for all stations real quick here. I will need a reset just for a moment, but stand by for an audio take here. 1 moment. This is NL7.
KY63 here. I was having fun with sitting out on the porch one day watching an ant crawl across the cement floor. And it was really moving on. And this is an itty-bitty little ant, not like a great big red ant or something. And this thing was just, you know, in turbocharged mode. So I timed it. And then I calculated the 12 inches that it had traveled into how much turf he could actually travel in a minute, and then an hour, and that kind of stuff. And then I think I sent out an email. I said, do you guys know how fast an ant can move? Then shortly after that, and I get raspberries from Chief on this one too, that I have too much time on my hands, which is not really the truth.
This is NL7, and the chief that Gordon's referring to there was W4RFJ. Hey, Chief, my question for you is, with that big hamburger that you talked about having earlier on the break, did you have enough coffee from the tanker truck full to wash down that hamburger? And, again, happy birthday, Gordon. Happy birthday, South Cars. And happy birthday to South Cars members as well and guests and visitors that are celebrating here tonight or listening to the podcast and enjoying as well. W4RJ and 070, back to you, Chief.
Okay, George. Well, that last recording just tickled me pink. I mean, tickled me pink. That was awesome. And I certainly do appreciate the kind words of concerning my Elmering skills, but you know, the joy I get out of it is when the people that I Elmer go above and beyond what they think they can accomplish, and certainly do give you credit for that. Let's see here. We only had a couple people check in. Let's try to get a couple more here real quick. Anybody else want to join the net? This is W4RFJ with the South Cars VOIP Thursday Information Net.
Lima, Charlie Bravo. Sierra Zulu Lima, recheck.
And Echo Whiskey Golf.
Okay, let's see here. I've got Lima, Charlie Bravo, Sierra Zulu Lima, the petrified one, and Echo Whiskey Golf. Are there any others that would like to join this list? W4RFJ with the South Cars VOIP Thursday Information Net. Okay, hearing none. Lima Charlie Bravo, KW4 Lima Charlie Bravo to pick it up. Sierra Zulu Lima, please stand by. You're next. KW4 Lima Charlie Bravo. George, come on aboard.
Yeah, buddy. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo. Roger, I just thought, you know, we should recognize the repeaters over the years that has been with South Cars that has connected their facilities. Has brought in a lot of members, you know, and I just was thinking about them when Fred had mentioned he heard us on 70 centimeters there, but
What can I say? You know, one hand washes the other. The best salesperson is by mouth, you know. One tells one, and we've had a whole bunch of satellite links over the years there. And in fact, I think at the very start, we had a few repeaters hooked up, and a couple or three satellite links hooked up to get things going. But just rolling back down a memory lane there, what can I say? It's been a beautiful day in the neighborhood. With that, we'll turn it back to you there, and thank you for doing the net this evening. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo, back to W4, RF and the J.
And KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo from W4, RFJ. Yeah, you're right. One of the repeaters that I know has been on here for a while, and it's the repeater that Fred was more than likely talking on, was the WA3NNA. Pete, he has that repeater set up on a tower up in Newtown Square. I don't hit it too well from here unless I'm using Echolink. But it's real close to Fred. Anyway, I can't remember any of the other repeaters, but you know, I'd like to mention a few of the international stations. I can't remember their calls right off the top of my head, but we have our friend in Israel. I think his name was Mike. We have a couple of silent keys. One guy from Scotland. Oh my goodness, I wish I'd looked this up before I started running the net. But those were people that we miss terribly, and you know, the silent keys, and of course Mike over in Israel. We haven't heard him in a coon's age. And let's see, let me get through this list here while I'm thinking about it, and we can get things moving. This is W4RFJ with the South Cars VOIP Thursday Information Net. Sierra Zulu Lima, Mr. Petrified One, go ahead and pick it up.
Thank you, Chief. This is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima, the Petrified One again, more petrified as days go by. Yeah, I forgot to mention on my last transmission. It's getting late here anyway, early, well, nearly quarter past 1 a.m. That Declan and both myself and Declan would like to say a big thank you to Gordon, the captain over there in Port St. Lucie, and also Caffey, his admiral. Yourself, of course, Chief, for everything you do for South Cars and our techno babble. And also to George NO70 up there, who looks after all the creatures of Nottingham Forest. Fred, and everything you do as well. A pity your nets are a bit late here, otherwise I'd be able to check into them more often as well, but they start at midnight here. And to everybody else out there, you all know who you are. The list is far too long to mention. I just say a big thank you to everybody for everything you do behind the scenes. That's it for me. I will be listening, Chief. W4RFJ, GW8SZL.
Well, Dave, I can tell you the feelings are mutual. We appreciate and thank you for all that you do and have done, and specifically the techno babble. That's where I get into it. I enjoy the techno babble. All right, we'll break with the petrified Dave out there in the UK and go over to Echo Whiskey Golf. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, thank you there, Chief. Well, I just wanted to mention, you know, it's another thing that makes me so proud to be part of South Cars is the, you know, the Elmering, as you keep talking about, you know, how South Cars, with their outreach program. In fact, I was so honored to be part of the last general class outreach program and helping Elmer people. And, you know, I've been trying Elmer people since the day I got licensed 30 years ago, and carry on that tradition there. In fact, I've got a young man right now named Jack that I'm currently helping him study for his license, and I plan to introduce him to South Cars once he gets the license. Just wanted to say, I also, back in December, I entered the WTWW Picture Your Shack contest, and I won that contest. I won a prize of a subscription to Ham Test Online. Of course, since I'm already an extra, I don't need the test, so I'm going to hand that forward to this young man, Jack, and, so he'll have a subscription to Ham Test Online and study for his license, and maybe eventually he'll be part of South Cars as well. But I want to say, it's just so great the way South Cars is so great with education and honoring people there. And I'm just proud to be part of that. W4RFJ from KB9EWG.
KB9EWG with the South Cars VOIP Thursday Information Net. Well, I got to tell you, Dave, I'm tickled pink that you're heading off in that direction. One of the things that my Elmer, Bill Daly, WB4WPF, Silent Key, taught me when he was helping me or Elmering me to get my ham license, and that is to, share. Share everything you can. Anything that'll make the hobby better, share it. And that's what I firmly believe in. But, he was funny. He made me do the work. Don't do the work for them. They got to do the work. And, I've got perfect examples of, passing on that information or that specific arena with NO70 and his Raspberry Pi antics. He's taken that to the nth level, which does nothing more but make me proud, being a teacher by trade anyway. So thanks again, Dave, and certainly I'm glad to have you as one of our NCSs. All right, okay, folks, as we start to move towards the close of the program, let's recap what we have covered tonight and further do some thinking about the future. Let me grab some time space here. Tonight, we learned how the chicken laid the egg, how the egg was moved to the other side of the road, and when the egg hatched, what happened next. It is the start of a new decade, a start of a new year, and many new opportunities and challenges to think about. We could use your help on deciding what opportunities we should go after and master, what new programming and technical advances you would like to see SCARS take on. Do you see any suggestions you might offer in how the organization is run? I can't see very many improvements there, but that's my opinion. Any thoughts on how we can increase our exposure in areas of public relations, advertising, and the like? Generally speaking, we're asking you how we can make things better for you and those around us here in the South Cars VOIP family. In a second, and before we close, I will ask if there are any ideas for improvement that you would care to comment on now. If not, please give it some thought and pass it on to us, your thinking, by email. And that would be VOIP@scarsvoip.com. Again, VOIP@Sierra Charlie Alpha Romeo Sierra Victor Oscar India Papa.com. Okay, anybody have any comments on ideas for improvement? Please call W4RFJ, suffix only, please, if possible.
70 with a question.
Go ahead.
Hey, Chief, I see a lot of calls that I don't really recognize, so I wonder if we can invite anyone who would like to become a member tonight before the net closes by giving us their statistics, and let's get them on the roster. Thanks for taking my question. W4FJ, NO70.
Well, I've already made my quota. Maybe you want to take the net over? No, I'm kidding. It's a good idea. If there's anybody out there that's not a member and would like to join, we can take your information down now and pass it on to the specific group that takes care of that. Is there anybody on board that is not a member that would like to join? It follows my motto, free or cheaper. Well, the fat lady is ready to sing, and it is last call for adult beverages. Any further check-ins, please call now. This is the final call for check-ins. Over. Okay. I don't have anything on my script here. Am I supposed to pass it back to Miss Sunshine there, Captain?
No, I think you're said and done. Wonderful net. Thank you, sir. I've got you logged in here at an hour and 22 minutes and counting. KY6V, over.
Okay, well, I don't need to add any more. I think that's the end of my script, and I was thinking maybe we should read the preamble for closing the net, or if that's not necessary, I don't know how to pronounce these Spanish words at the bottom of my script, so I'll let you do that.
Translated, it just simply says net closed. All right. No, just close it out. Everybody listening, I'll try and have the recording tidied up in MP3 form tomorrow morning, I hope. And it'll be posted on the website in the podcast area. So for those that have missed it and would like to see what went on, thanks, Roger. W4RFJ, KY6V.
All right. Well, because I was trained well by the net manager, this has been SCARS. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on the SCARSVoIP.com website. I'd like to acknowledge everybody that has joined us, and even those that had to stay in bed for being part of the net. Your net control for this session has been W4RFJ. Chief, I'd like to say 73, and we now close this VOIP session and return the conference to normal or abnormal, depending on your point of view. Amateur radio use. Thank you for your participation. The net is now, whatever the heck that Cienato thingy, closed. W4RJ. Thanks, everybody. Really enjoyed it.